Welcome back, everybody, to Car Talk with the Sack Boys. I remain Sack Boy. I'm Connor. Joining me, as usual, as Peter... Not Peter. Peter's gone. He's dead.
Wow.
okay. Honestly, my plan was to just stay silent and see, like, and just see how long you could go, like, solo.
Yeah.
The cold opening monologue by Connor. Stardate. Yes.
Stardate, August 13th in 2020, 10:55 a.m.
There we go.
How's that for still watching me?
Is that a King Crimson worthy moment?
No.
No.
Don't worry, I'll find it somewhere.
We'll find a way.
Anyway, I'm Lewis.
I'm Andrew.
Some call me Andrew.
Others call me Andy. Those people don't exist anymore.
Other people call him Hardstuck Gold.
Look, I literally have 0 LP points and Gold 3, leave me alone. I just want to play things that I like and not net decks.
How dare you? Place turn 6 Sejuani. Now die, idiot.
Perish.
Why does Sejuani get to do her thing at the same turn that she levels up and Jinx can't when they're worded exactly the same way?
Yo, feels Jinx, man.
Anyways, Legends of Runeterra ranting aside, hi everyone. How's your week been? Mine's been okay.
It's been adequate.
I've been existing.
I know that feel, bro.
I've just been out here existing. We have things to talk about?
Things that Connor doesn't want to talk about.
I have one thing that Connor might want to talk about. It's actually a Mega Colony card. I think this thing is actually insane. Let me just pull it up real quick so I don't fuck up this wording.
Uh-huh.
Alright, where the fuck are you? You stupid fucking moth girl.
Oh, wait. Excuse me?
Okay, first of all, we got Dorcas. Dorcas looks fucking fire, not gonna lie.
Yeah, boy Dork, and he has the easiest condition in the entire existence of this game.
I don't know, because Grand Rope still exists.
Grand Rope doesn't... I don't know, Grand Rope's pretty easy.
Alright, he's got the second easiest condition.
Literally, because... his condition is for his plus 5 is if your opponent does not have any unit in stand.
See, at the very least, with Dorcas, like, they can choose to not attack and deny you the 5k.
What an asshole.
Which, you know, is very... It's plausible. It's plausible, but that's not the reason that they're not attacking, trust me.
But Dorcas' art is really good.
Dorcas' art is actually real nice.
He's got, like, a Pied Piper thing going on.
He always had a Pied Piper thing going on.
And he's actually got motion lines coming off of, like, the staff.
He's summoning, like, the spirit of the dead to fucking destroy your life as he looks for his mom.
Meanwhile, he's creating, like, an energy ball with his other hands.
He's charging up the Kamehameha.
See, my personal favorite will forever be the Awakening Zoo version.
Where he's on a tree playing pipe for his friends in the forest.
Hold on. Like, look at him!
He is a bird!
He's so cute in that version!
Bird.
There's a little bird!
He's so content with his life.
I like the tag, his caption is my favorite thing. Only the greatest creation can have Darkface in its name.
Exactly.
I'm like, so why doesn't Dorcas have it, and why does Darkface have it?
Well, because he thinks that Darkface is, or Ghidorah, technically speaking, are both like the best things since sliced bread.
Well, at least yeah.
Piper music stops.
Anyway, there is one like rare grade one I want to talk about because this thing is actually insane. So Disturbance Mutant, Malshiro, Malshiro, bro, I don't fucking
know.
Malshiro, fight the power.
Ro, fight the power. Grade one AK rare. Act rearguard. Cost retire this unit. Choose an opponent's rearguard with a cradle marker. Retire it. Search your deck with and call up to one unit with the same grade onto a rearguard circle. Shuffle your deck. And this is a hard once per turn. I think this card is actually nuts.
Huh. Wait.
It just kills and then takes.
Literally, you not only tutor for something you want, you also superior call another thing you really want right then and there.
Wait, Wait, that's a rare?
That's a rare.
Yeah.
What?
That is a rare.
What? Like, see, Andrew, if it didn't have the hard ones per turn, then it'd be a double rare.
Actually, like, I would say triple. Okay. I would say that's a triple rare the ability if it didn't have a once per turn on it.
That's a VR ability if it didn't have the once per turn. Like, oh my god, that's insane.
Move over, Mask of Rage.
Like, Mega Colony's grade ones are so good.
Yeah, it's actually very hard to, like, come up with a good lineup because all of them are really nice. Because there's also this, you got all your grade 3 searchers, which you need because, fuck, you run a lot of grade 3s.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think you can cut down on grade 3 searchers because you've got a grade 2 that also searches the grade 3s you want.
Is Hornet out?
I don't think Hornet's out completely.
Because, like, I think Dorcas can replace most copies of him.
You still play Machining Mantis.
Well, because Mantis is grade 2, no one cares.
Mantis will never leave the deck. It's he can't. You like, find me a reason. You physically cannot take Mantis out of the deck. It is not plausible.
Takes Mantis out of deck.
All right, your deck is now 5 times worse. Good job.
There's also a Mega Colony promo that they showed off that I found kind of interesting.
Oh, is it Area Stealer?
Area Stealer.
That thing is nuts.
Area Stealer is a grade 1 8k promo, which is Act Rearguard once per turn. If there is a marker on any fighter, circle, or unit, Soul Blast at grade 3, get an imaginary gift protect.
That thing's actually insane. I also like that it's not a once per turn.
Oh, ew! Wait! Ew! Ew!
Guys, I think we just became witches.
Guys, I think we just somehow made Mega Colony meta?
Is that something that people wanted, question mark?
I don't know, because it's kind of cool, not gonna lie. Like, even me, as the staunch man who hates green decks, I think this is fucking dope.
Also, I love his art. He's just like fucking square up. Square the fuck up.
Square up, nerd.
I've got a protect marker.
He says, he's like, yo, fuck you. You got nothing. Hides behind your door. Alright, man.
You got nothing. Mom, I got a protect marker.
Like, hides behind your door. Scares like, you got nothing. Hides behind.
Does Mega Colony have a way to super soul charge?
Megalara Lancer, the grade 2 triple rare from last set, is like on attack, shove a rear guard in. And that's usually how you get your grade 3, like, acceleration going?
You could do that. You could also run the one butterfly officer, and you can just put grade 3s on your rear guard
into
your soul.
After you're done with the dark face, you eat it and counter charge.
Another yes. Really good grade 1 in Mega Colony. Fuck, well, Mega Colony is a good card.
To be fair, you weren't playing, like, more than 2 of that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter now because you can tutor it.
Yeah.
Ew. All right. This clan just became really good.
All right, you know what? If we're wrong about this, who cares? This sounds amazing.
If I'm wrong, they have been struck down by a flying ice cream truck. Ding, ding, ding. And live!
Not gonna lie, Mega Colony has learned all of my love and affection from this set.
Connor's like, yo, I'm not into bugs.
But
No.
Like
Ghidorah, like, walks up to Connor, leans in close, whispers the sweet word into his ear he's been waiting to hear. Toolbox.
Getting anything I want from the deck?
While also making my opponent minus?
It's like I'm playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
But with fundamental differences. I would never play Insectors in my life, but...
It's like I'm playing a good game.
I actually kind of like Insectors.
Well, you ruined the joke, thanks.
Feels bad, man.
Also, we got another Shadow Paladin promo.
Yo, they just keep making promos for Clannad.
I'm sorry, I forgot Shadow Paladin exists. I'm going to be very honest
with you. Yo, they made 2 really good promos for Clannad, though.
Knight of Immortality. Ramon, he's a grade 1 8k promo.
Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond. Act Rearguard, counterblast 1 and retire this unit. Look at 5 cards from the top of your deck, put any number of grade 1s from among them into your drop zone, and one of your Vanguard gets power plus 10 until the end of turn.
This thing is beautiful.
So you look for the guy who counts as seven, and Clarence Orch is like, oh yeah.
It like it's also like the power issue that Claret has, because like if you don't rewrite Claret, or if you don't find any grade ones off his ride skill, he's just kind of a weenie with a force two marker.
So now he swings for big boy numbers with a force two marker.
And a restand. Oh no.
Claret Sword might be an actual deck.
See, my only thing about promos is like, yeah, it's great, but why wasn't it in like the main set?
That's a good question, Andrew. I would not want to see Area Stealer in the main set with Mega Colony. We already have enough decisions to try to make with that nonsense.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, we also have Stealth Millipede.
Also Oh my god, Stealth Millipede's a card. It countercharges! You need it!
But you have like five cards that countercharge.
Yeah, but Stealth Millipede's the freest countercharge I've seen in my life!
You can't deny that. Oh god, wait, I just looked at it. Alright, very well. Alright, very well.
You can't deny that. Also, it denies them standing in the same column.
Nasty.
Yo, when did Megacolony become good? What happened? What year is it?
if you told me that the Sackboys fan favorite out of this set was gonna be Megacolony, like...
I'd call you a dirty, filthy liar.
Exactly. You'd be laughed out of the room.
You would literally be laughed out of Sackboy's HQ, which is basically either one of our basements.
It is collectively all of our rooms / basements.
Ever since Mega Colony like came out in the reboot, it's like slowly been growing on all of us to the point where now it's like, we just love this clan.
Yeah, honestly. Like, Ghidorah just kind of knocked it out of the park.
Like, I was already on board with Spark Hercules and Gunning Coleo, but fucking Ghidorah, my guy.
That's... Is this what it means to truly be horny on main?
Yes. Simping for bugs in 2020.
What a world.
What a world.
What a small world we live in, literally, because they're bugs.
Lamau.
To be fair, in canon, they're all, like, really big.
I mean, I guess this truly is a bug's life.
That's a subpar. Yeah.
I could have made an ants reference if I really wanted to.
You could have made it a lot worse.
You could have referenced the ant bully of all things.
Ugh. Is that the one where the ants shrink the kid down?
Yeah.
Because he was like burning them with a magnifying glass.
Because he was being beaten up by other kids, so he took it out on ants.
See, like, I confuse that movie and Arthur and the Invisibles all the time. It's basically the same concept. Anyway, we have other clans to talk about.
Speaking of things with the same concept, Exceptional Expertise Rising Nova. We got him. He's our Spike Brothers VR, and he does a thing. Continuous Vanguard. When this unit is placed by writing, and you would get an imaginary gift, get both 1 and 2 instead of picking.
I need to see a ruling on that skill, by the way.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
No, yes. I need to see a ruling concerning, like, when you ride him first, do you choose then if you're stuck in Force 1 or 2? Because, like, if you're riding, like, yes. Something else, then, oh, okay, cool.
Whatever you choose first is the one you're choosing.
Okay.
So you declare, alright, I'm on Nova, I'm going to get both gifts, I make Force 3. I'm going to be getting Force 1 for the game, or Force 2 for the game.
I'm going
to
make Force 3.
Honestly, at this point, that's what Force 1 and 2 together is.
Wait, hold on. Alright, the math checks out.
And he has a second skill, Act Vanguard Cost, Count Soul Blast 1. Choose 2 of your Grade 3 rear guards. And this unit gets their abilities until the end of turn. And this is a hard once per turn.
Morikawa, you beautiful bastard, you've done it again.
So, you're copying Dead Heat Ball Spike for all time and ever.
Not even close.
And we got a double rare.
What the...
Football!
And we got a double R grade 3 named Spiking Cyclone.
I thought it was double R. That's crazy.
Can Continuous Vanguard during your turn. This unit gets power plus 5,000 for each force marker on your circles. And auto Vanguard when it attacks. Counterblast one. Stand one of your rear guards.
Yo, can I just say real? Can I just say real quick? Feel Shaharat, man.
It's funny because he's poopy.
He's actually doing pretty well. Not gonna lie.
It's funny because he's.
But he's getting immediately replaced.
It's funny because he's poop. You know, you know who's not being replaced? Dead Heat Bull Spike, because you still need him.
I agree.
I'm glad. I love that card.
That card makes me feel things.
Me too.
In my pants. Great.
So, effectively, Rising Nova gives you both markers. He's Dead Heat Bull Spike, and he's Spiking Cyclone.
This is the optimal Dead Heat Cyclone.
Strive for.
Dead Heat Cyclone. Spiking Bull Spike.
But you may be asking, guys, how am I going to consistently get to my grade 3s?
I don't know, Acrobat Verde hasn't been revealed yet, but he's coming.
Yes, but we also got a grade 2 card.
Yes.
Auto Vanguard Rearguard when placed. Counterblast 1, search your deck for a grade 3, and call it to a Rearguard circle.
Beep beep, big jokes coming through.
Also, Continuous Rearguard, if you have a grade 3 in the same column as this unit gets boost.
Beep, beep.
We numbers now, boys.
Also, the card's name is what? Cheer Girl Rona?
It's Adorbs Palm Rona.
Oh my god. I hate these name schemes sometimes.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I know you and your football girl fetish.
No. Actually not that for once. All right, it gets a pass.
Yeah, we just got demonetized.
The map
we did in fact get demonetized.
Man, it feels bad. This is Windkiller Misery.
Yeah, I mean we didn't get any other ambers, but you know, it could have been Windkiller Misery, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like anything else, vaguely related to Rising Nova.
Somewhere there will be a Frog Raider, and he will be a common.
Oh my god.
When your grade 3 stand this unit.
I mean, that's really good. I don't know what kind of game you think this is, but that's really good.
Also, we got a grade 1 double R, Ambush Dexter. Auto Vanguard, when placed, discard a card and draw a card.
Nice.
Auto Rearguard, when placed, counterblast one, put one of your grade 2 or greater rearguards into your soul. Search your deck for up to 2 cards with the same grade as that card. That were put into your soul by its cost, and call them career guards.
Disgusting.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Let me just shove this Juggernaut Maximum in.
Oh, nasty.
Let me put in the things I copied and call out 2 Juggernaut Maximums.
Oh, yeah. It's go time.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming together. And that's why we've been getting things that are like, hey, we do things on Superior Call now, boys.
We're getting in there, boys.
We got a couple other things that are just like came out last night for Spikes.
Liar Lips.
The card's not fair.
See, all right. Time to give Andrew's unpopular opinion.
Do you not like her art?
No, her new art is okay.
It's not her old art.
It's not her old. Her old art? Chef's kiss.
Me and Connor said this last night, but we did not notice that her wings have hearts on them.
They do.
Yo, just give me double watch, you fucking cowards.
Which?
Just give me Bulldozer Dope already.
I mean, we basically have that. His name is Bracky. He's been here since set one.
Yeah, heavy I know, but give me wheeze. The grade 3 version. Yo, Heave Wheeze, that's my boy!
Heave Wheeze.
Like,
also, wait,
like,
if you want dope, we already have Juggernaut Maximum.
What? Hold on, but like, alright. Just, like, this art, chef's kiss.
I guess it was the lighting from the explosion that made her look more pink.
Yeah. Yo, give me Heavy Impulse. Cobalt Impulse.
Yeah, that one.
I too like to draw cards when I hit.
I also like to retire rearguards and draw cards when I hit. Give me Mayhem Tiger, you fucking cowards.
Give me what I want.
Give me what I want. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, the set's looking pretty fucking solid so far.
Give me the Anrock.
I mean, the Raging Tactics was a pretty solid set for a very long time, so I'm not surprised.
Tactic sets are the best sets.
Yes. Now to talk about the thing that Connor doesn't want to talk about.
Trust me.
I'll rip it off like a Band-Aid. Alright, boys. I completely forgot, by the way, that guy's crit was Parasol Launcher. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, what do you think of that real quick?
A Parasol Launcher?
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
He looks fine, he's just like...
I mean, we also got Bomb Scissors. I'm like, you were a crit. I forgot about that.
Bomb Scissors.
Because, like, he doesn't, like, look like he references Darkface at all. I'm like, yeah, I guess. All right.
Yeah. Just in general, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of have the same, like, horn shape, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's weird. Anyway, let's talk about Tatra Kazar. Alright, Connor, shield your ears.
My first ears.
Are you shielded?
Shield it.
Okay, cool. Emperor Dragon Gaia Bastiodon is a grade 3 12k VR. Continuous Vanguard. During your turn, all your rearguards with equip gauges get plus 5. If your opponent's Vanguard is grade 3 or greater, they get plus 10 instead of 5.
Okay.
And then auto Vanguard, when it attacks, costs Combust 1 to retire rear guard, and this unit gets the original power of that unit retired for the cost until the end of that battle. If your opponent's Vanguard is grade 3 or greater, it gets the original critical as well. Actually, I kind of like him for, like, a more front-focused build. Because, like, him getting the free, like, auto crit when your opponent's at 3 is pretty nice, so you're just like, alright, cool, now front. Behold my legion of sweeper Chronados!
See, what you're telling me is that we're playing Gaia with sweepers alongside true ancient dragons. I understand.
Get out of here, nobody wants to talk about those guys.
It's go time!
Nobody wants to talk about those guys!
Oh my God. We got hand now, boys.
Man.
You know, I won't lie. In the Tachikaze deck that I don't own, I would totally, I would try out a list that's like, it'd be a mix of like Gaia and who the hell was the first one for Tachikaze?
Gigarex
VR. Yo, I would try Gaia and Gigarex. That sounds like fire.
You see, that's probably a good idea. But here's what the degenerates will do: they're gonna play 4 Gaia Emperor, 1 Angerblader, because now you have Prism Bird.
Oh, so you can... Oh.
You can search the Anger Blader and win the game.
Tap. Oh, man. Oh, jeez, Rick.
Listen, man. You gotta do something to win the game.
Yeah.
I do like Gaia, though. I think he's, like, a cool buff. I can see why Connor doesn't like him, because he's not very reminiscent of his old playstyle. But he does have, like, some cards that do revive their gauge when they're retired, which is kind of like that, but not really.
Yeah.
Also, Connor, you saying thanks but no thanks for a Transformer. It reminds me of that book, Have You Seen My Hat?
All right, Connor. We're giving our says on it.
Our bad opinion as not Tachikaze players.
Go ahead.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Present your case.
In fact, I actively fucking hate him.
Okay.
All right, so this is the guy I think, like, we have the equip gauges now, right?
Yeah.
So the first skill is basically just a weaker Vanquisher skill.
Okay.
And I'm just like, why the fuck am I even bothering? Because Vanquisher already does everything that Gaia wants to do with his first skill, but better.
Right.
and the second skill doesn't actually do anything.
But he only gets, you're right. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, if you can just eat a Sweeper Crenado and get +24 plus, like, upwards.
But that requires you to retire a good card. And we don't retire good cards here.
Retire bad cards. Like me.
Like, to actively get the most out of Gaia's skill, you have to retire things that do things upon retire. But those things have no power gain whatsoever, so you're pretty much gaining nothing aside from, oh, I'm potentially calling one unit. Yay!
It's basically paying a counterblast and minusing your board to get, like, at most what, like, unless you're killing, like, Sweeper.
Or Blight getting Ops.
Plus 9, plus 12?
Yeah, you get +9 off the Blight Ops and you get +2 draws.
And I make myself 2 counterblasts in a clan that has no good counterchargers.
See, hear me out, right? I think this card might have been better if it worked with itself, and instead of getting the original power, it just gets the power of whatever it retired at that moment.
Yes.
Oh, ew, imagine doing that to any grade 3 that you might have.
Savage, mercenary.
And if it's a 22, you retire it, and it gets +22k, and it gets the crit, that would have been so good!
Yeah.
It would have been so good, but it doesn't do that.
I don't know why they had to put original power. Like, if it was an original power, this card would have been a fucking grand slam, honestly.
Yeah, but then they didn't do the smart thing. Which, you know, is very peak Bushiroad.
You see, my thing here is, like, when you look at his grade 3, like, his grade 2, like, the main support one, like, Zealous Horn Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Auto Vanguard Rearguard, when placed from hand.
Ew.
But he also has a Rearguard skill. He has, when placed from hand, counterblast one, draw a card, and call a card from your hand to Rearguard Circle. And you may put the top card of your deck face down as an equip gauge on that unit. But he has auto rear guard when placed from equip gauge.
Yes.
This unit gets power +10 until the end of turn. So this is the thing you want to do when you're killing something off Gaia to call something from your equip gauges.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything aside from be a stick.
It exists there as 19k, and then if you somehow manage to get another a gauge on it, it becomes 29.
Well, the thing that like calls it from gauge will also give it a gauge, I believe. Like both.
Yeah,
of
but that's
so far,
very, that. Very specific. You have to retire that specific thing.
No. Yeah.
It seems like they had an idea where like you have this game plan of like killing off your board and having a sort of like old style of Tachikaze gameplay where you're like getting the new gauges as new units to aggress on your opponent. But then what they didn't realize was that they forgot to update the ruling.
Let me pitch this skill to you. So on attack on Vanguard, like keep the passive skill. On attack Vanguard, no cost, eat something, gain its power if your opponent's grade 3 or greater, grants critical as well. And then you may counterblast one if you do recall the unit to the board.
And give that would gauge.
That or recall one of the unit's gauges.
Wait, that would have actually been old Gaia.
Bushiroad, hire me.
Like, in like 5 seconds, you actually just like made a more faithful unit than this piece of crap.
Faithful, yes. Broken? I don't think so, actually.
Dude, in today's like landscape of what people are doing, I don't know if that's broken, my guy.
Okay.
Like, I'm just looking. We have 2 grade ones that do things on retire, so those are the things you always want to eat with Gaia.
Yeah.
But that makes it Gaia at most 20k.
Ooh. Yeah, because he can't. Maybe if his buff also buffed himself.
What if he had the Gigarex skill, like, he gives front row, he gives the front row, like, 5 to 10k, and then he gives himself 5k for every unit with an equip gauge?
I'm stupid and I came up with a dumb version of that skill. Give your front row +5 for each of your gauge and equip.
Ew.
Like, during your turn, though. Which is still dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know. Because that would basically just double any sweeper on your front row.
So I'm just like, this is actually nothing.
I'll give him a poke when he comes out. Or when he's able for us to test with. There might be something that we're not seeing yet.
Probably, but like, I don't know. Initial thoughts are not bright, let's say.
In before triple rare, Gluttony Dogma.
I think they're out of triple rares.
Are they?
Because we got the grade 2 one. And we bird. Also got
bird.
And bird. So bird. We're pretty much out of triple rares.
Yeah, give me a double.
And we got the Ancient Dragon triple rare too.
Oh, gross. Forgot about that guy. Nobody likes that guy.
And then we got the Sentinel crit. We got the Ancient Dragon grade 2.
Ancient Dragons are so weird. Like, guys, play fronts in Tachikaze.
So there's very little space for them to actually bring anything back. Or, again, bring in any of Gaia's old boys.
Yeah.
Just give me a pot of Mazer, damn it.
Give me Tank Mammoth.
That too, yeah.
Give me Jigsaw Boy.
Honestly, I would like a playable Jigsaw.
Nah, it's not happening. Joe Jigsaw was so bad. He looked so cool, though.
I mean, I don't think he was that bad back in the day.
Nah,
he wasn't that bad.
Yo, where's Freezer Nyx?
Yuri! Wait, they actually had the perfect time to give you a playable countercharger in Freezer Nyx.
Yeah,
what?
You have that rare from last set, right? The countercharges when you eat
that card is a waste of time and gauges.
Well, you have that thing from last set. No, shut up.
You don't know, man.
Like, you want to put gauges on things that matter, and that card does not matter.
You know what else doesn't matter?
What's that, Lewis?
Santa Blast or Overlord. He's probably gonna come out tomorrow.
Ooh? Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Although yeah. We did get one Tachikaze card I liked.
Oh, which one?
Yeah, which one was that, the Cotter?
Slash Fizzard Dragon. Terra Turgino.
Yo, I mean, like, sure.
Yeah, you got it.
You did it.
He's a grade 3 rare. The Excel marker. Auto Vanguard Rearguard. When it attacks a Vanguard. Retire one of your opponent's retire one of your other rear guards, draw a card, and retire one of your opponent's rear guards. If the card had any quit. No, I'm sorry. When it attacks, retire one of your rear guards and draw a card.
Mm-hmm.
And if that rear guard was retired for this card's ability, you had an equip gauge, choose one of your opponent's rear guards and retire it.
Wait, that's like really good, actually.
I don't like this guy's art. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's because he got massive, like, touchy.
He has massive butt touching talons.
So, like, I'm gonna be really weird for a second. I thought that was his wing for a second.
Nope, those are fingies.
And I was like, oh god. Oh god, he's going for the chicken nuggies with those fingies.
Those fingies are gonna touch my nuggies, and I don't appreciate that. He's gonna sit across the room from me, and he's gonna steal my nuggies straight from my box.
Nasty.
Just like, this is actually a good card. I would play this in my Gaia deck.
I would play this in the Anger Blader deck. With one Anger Blader.
Like, take this, kill off, because we got another grade 1 for Gaia that does a thing.
Yes.
Regiment Dragon Regiodon.
Regiment Dragon Regi Phil Fay. My body is Regi, it's a subtext.
Auto Vanguard Rearguard, when it attacks, you put the top card of your deck face down as an equip gauge for one of your rearguards. Any rearguard.
Any.
And auto, when it's retired from rearguard by your card ability, call up to one card from this unit's equip gauge to rearguard circle, and you may put the top card of your deck as an equip gauge for that unit.
Dabs.
Hard once per turn.
I like that thing, actually.
And I'm like, this is one of two things that actually does the thing this deck wants. wants to do.
Yes.
Why don't they give us more of that, please?
I think, and hear me out here, maybe they took the people who were doing the good things and sent them over Mega Colony's direction. Like, guys, you did some great-ass work last set with Bullspike and Angerblader. That's some great work. Here, take this hot spider waifu and make her playable. Like, extremely playable. We want to see tier 1.5 minimum. Minimum.
The best part is they actually just copy-pasted this card scale and put it on another grade 1.
I know, it's funny. I would have loved to see that meeting. Just like, guys, all right, you see this? Just like picture of Grenora. This needs to be tier. Like tier what? Like two? No. Like tier three? No. Fire that guy. Tier one, guys. Tier one. It's Mega Colony.
Exactly.
We need to show them we're not afraid to buff the shit out of anything bad. What about Tachikaze? Fire that guy too. I'm firing everybody in this room, fire.
Except you, Tetsun.
I can't fire you because you're my boss, but, you know. It's like, very good, Steve-san. I have taught you well in the ways of firing. Just, like, off the rifle that he shot at your leader with.
He's no longer Tetsun, he's Tetsama.
Ted don't know.
Also, we got Prison Bird. His condition is if you put a gauge this turn.
Crazy.
It's pretty free.
Not as free as Dorcas.
Or Grand Rope.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell is Verde's condition even gonna be?
If you have a force marker.
If you placed a unit this turn. If your Vanguard is Nova.
If there is a grade 3 on your thing.
If he's literally just Grand Rope, like brothers.
No. But Grand Rope says if you're
Vanguard, but he can say any grade 3 on your
thing. If there is a grade 3 plus 5.
Oh my god, please.
So it could be Vanguard or rear guard. See, that's the difference.
Verde just throws a football at Grand Rope and he explodes.
He explodes, puts on the cool guy glasses.
Verde is a cool guy.
Let me tell you what, though. Fucking. Still the best Strike Fighters on my new Murakumo. Don't at me.
Does he reveal? Oh, yeah, because he actually synergized. Tommy and the Ghosty Brother are also good.
Yes, also that. Because you ditch things into your bin.
And then you call things, and then you Columbard them, and you're like...
Yeah, right, Columbard. Counterblast one, call the Ghost Ship, dab on your opponent.
Call the Ghost Ship, you discard it off Tommy and the Ghosty Brothers.
Nesty. You really need to do that? You just search your deck for one and throw it in there, and it comes right back?
Well, no. You Columbard away a Skull Dragon.
Yo, Connor, you have big brain plays.
Or a Dancing Cutlass.
Yeah, Cutlass is, like, hard coming back. You need that counter charge.
Feels good, man.
Feels good, man. You know what else feels good, man?
What's that?
Playing RPGs.
Well, first of all, I was going to say, you know what's I think we went plus in this exchange for Grand Blue. We got Dancing Cutlass back. But we're not playing Romario anymore.
And Nightshade doesn't exist. I'm sorry. Runeshade.
Runeshade does not exist. You can use any of those spaces for grade 2 tech slots.
Yeah. Like the ship or the girl who's also the ship but worse than the ship.
Or Captain Nightmist.
Or Captain Night.
People are actually playing Captain Nightmist.
Those people are dumb. You have Negrobone. He's way better.
No, because you can use Nightmist during the battle phase.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you use during the battle phase. Columbard.
Yeah. So you essentially are playing 6 copies of Columbard.
Yeah, but 2 of those copies suck.
Because you...
Let me just play Nightmist.
Because you use Nightrose's skill, get a free column. Use Nightmist. To call back a Skull Dragon after you're done with the Skull Dragon already.
Yeah. I guess so.
So next, so you have another. So you're having 5 attacks as opposed to Night Rose enabling you 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 1 to 2 of those is Skull Dragon.
You know who else can call during the battle phase? My mom. Anyway.
Gaia.
Sorry, regular show is good.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You should watch that.
Go watch regular show on HBO Max, the most extreme, the most expensive streaming service for some reason.
It's bad, man.
I mean, how I get it. It's like $15 a month.
Oh.
I mean, I get it for free because AT&T owns HBO, so I get it for free since I'm an AT&T customer. Feels good, man.
Nice.
That's what I pay to play World of Warcraft. Feels bad, man.
Why would you pay to play that game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, there's...
Don't follow Andrew's example.
I need to just, like, chart out just, like, Andrew's feelings about World of Warcraft through this podcast history.
It's literally gonna be a roller coaster. Like, literally. Like, literally.
Like, right now, we're, like, we crested all the way down to the bottom. Now we're just on, like, the straight, like, going toward the next horizon, which is the next expansion.
We're flatlining.
We're flatlining at the moment.
We are currently flatlining because, like current WoW is the poop. And it's,
until,
like,
expansion time, where you have to pay more money to play it.
Yeah. But what about the classic, Andrew?
Nobody wants to play classic.
Alright, understood.
Are you going to say otherwise, Andrew? You going to come at me?
Well, I didn't even hear what you said. What?
Nobody wants to play vanilla. It's the people who can't leave the year 2005.
Yeah.
Just play RuneScape.
Just play RuneScape. It feels good, man. Oh, Lord. But yeah, let's talk about some things we've been doing, like, playing or watching this week. I played the Fairy Tail RPG because my girlfriend made a horrible mistake.
And bought two of them.
Okay, first of all, one of them was free, so that didn't matter at all. Hope's mistake was thinking that her taunting me, saying that she'd get farther in this game before I could even play it, would not make me want to go super tryhard mode.
You took it as a challenge.
Oh, absolutely I did. Listen, all's fair in love and war. Until you start insulting me and calling me the worst wizard in this land, in which case, I'm putting on my fucking hat, I'm getting my bagpipes ready, it's fucking go time.
What do you think I am? A Quattro Cerberus mage?
What do you think I am? Some sort of Twilight Ogre mage? You fucking coming at me like this?
No, giant nose.
God, no, please. Literally, like, and literally, so, like, my save file is, like, a quarter of her time right now, and I'm, like, a quest line behind her.
Dabs.
She's like, how are you doing this? Are you not doing the side quest? I'm like, looks at my job board, almost all of it's cleared out. Yeah, sure.
Whatever's.
Whatever you say, hon.
Alright, Lewis, have you joined me in the Kajil Red Fox cult?
Oh, absolutely. That boy gives me life.
Excellent.
Like, literally, just, like, the moment that made me love Gajil was, like, just so, like, inconsequential, because it was just, like, a generic, like, voice clip. It was just him going, Gigi.
Gigi.
Gigi. I like that. Yep, that's
the best
public
cat.
Yo, Panther Lily is pretty fire. But Frosh is good as boy, and you cannot deny that.
Good boy. Like, we tier all the cats. All of them are good, except for, like, Lecter.
Oh my god, Lecter's hands make me feel weird.
And Sharla.
Why does he have human hands? Why does a cat have human hands?
I don't know.
It makes me feel uncomfortable. And he jerks off with them. Get the gif.
Different cat.
It's actually pretty fun if you just, like, didn't want to play an arena fighter that has a fairy tale skin on it. it's a pretty competent RPG, I'd say.
Like, please don't give me a fairy tale arena fighter.
Please no. I'd say it's pretty, like, competent RPG. I've been having fun with it, at least. As someone who has, like, no clue as to what's going on in the story, like, beforehand.
What's them fairy tales?
What is this, you know what the best fucking thing is, and Connor, you'll appreciate the shit out of this? Ivan doesn't even get a model or a voice actor, but he still has a text box.
Nice. What so, he deserves.
Literally just see Loxus beat the shit out of Air during his fight.
Excellent.
Exactly as planned.
Does anyone in Raventail get a model aside from Flare?
Nope.
Perfect.
Exactly. It feels good, man. If you've never watched Fairy Tail or like I have, I followed the story pretty well. I liked it.
Fair enough.
It starts like right before the first time skip, so you're ending up missing a lot.
Yeah, like literally, like your tutorial is like the very end of the pre-time skip. Because, like, you fight the dude at the end of that arc, and then you get in this time bubble because you're all gonna die to a giant dragon killing you. like a modern classic, Skyrim.
So you're missing what a lot of people consider, like, peak Fairy Tale?
I guess?
I don't know, like, Tenru Island, that's a pretty good arc overall.
Okay. I mean, like, I got the end of it. Which is weird because, like, they carry over storylines from that arc into this game. I'm like, man, I wish I had context. And Hope's giving me context. I'm like, wow. This context doesn't make sense.
I'm not sure it's going to make sense with context. Thanks.
Wow, even with context, I feel even more confused.
How do you even do that?
How did that even happen? Because, like, like, immediately... Like, one of their best dudes leaves. I'm like, why did he leave? And Hope's like, he has to go on a quest because he has to go get cigarettes because he doesn't want to deal with his daughter.
That does sound like Gildard.
Because, like, apparently, like, the hottest girl in this guild, according to Connor, besides Lucy and Levy. Third best girl, according to Connor.
That's the official ranking.
Official ranking. Like, Andrew is a beautiful woman who chugs beer by the keg.
Huh.
No, by the barrel.
Literally by the barrel. She's like, I have daddy issues, and there's a cutscene where she resolves her daddy issues, and then her dad dips out to get cigarettes and never comes back.
He doesn't come back to the final arc.
What a character arc.
What a character arc.
He's more of a dad to Natsu than to her.
Feels bad, man.
One of Natsu's two adopted fathers.
Yo, Natsu has massive daddy issues.
Yeah.
Dad! He left.
Then you realize that he's also an adopted dad.
Yes. Wait, are you telling me that dragons can't have human children?
Yes.
When did this happen? When did this happen?
Well, Lewis, let me explain the sixth generation dragon slayers.
The dudes that eat each other?
No, that's fifth generation.
Anywho, so Andrew, what have you been playing lately?
Doing?
Huh? What? What's that?
Well, I've been playing or like been doing for, like the last.
I guess there's really no other way to say it, huh?
Jacking off.
I've been playing Toontown Rewritten.
What? What? Yeah?
I...
You mean Bendy and the Ink Machine, right?
No, I mean Toontown Rewritten.
You mean Cuphead, right?
No, Toontown Rewritten.
You mean Epic Mickey, right?
No, I mean like the remade updated version of Toontown, which is the old Disney MMO.
All right, Andrew. You mean Skylanders? What got you into playing Toontown again?
My very good friend Mike, not the Mike that you guys know, a different Mike.
Yes.
Is that like different fight?
What? Or is it more like his other channel, Second Fight?
No, I mean, like the Mike I've known since kindergarten.
Okay,
Kinder Mike.
He was talking to a friend of his who was a member of his World of Warcraft guild, and they were both talking one day, and they said, "Yo, WoW sucks," and they were like, and he was like, he's like, yeah, I agree. And they got to talking about like all their MMOs that they used to play, and they talked about Toontown, and they were like, yo, do you want to play that instead of WoW? And they were like, yes, let's do that. So they started playing Toontown, and then me,
who an played intellectual. Toontown, I was
a, me, an intellectual who played Toontown, I was a youngin. Mike invited me to join him, and I said, you know what, WoW does suck. I'm in there, and see, I probably wouldn't be playing it if I didn't rediscover my very old account on Rewritten, because it's still like a somewhat old game. And I actually gave myself feels, believe it or not.
You gave yourself feels?
Yeah, so I made a new account because I couldn't remember what the old account was, but then Mike said that he had my old character on my friends list. So I realized, oh crap, it must still exist. So I rapidly went through all my emails and found the one that it was registered under, and I managed to get into my old account that had like my somewhat decently leveled character, and I realized that when I was a kid, I made a character in Toontown that was so in Toontown your character is like a you can choose the, like what race you are in terms of like of being a different animal. Mm-hmm. So my main character is a mouse. I made a character that was a brown rabbit, and the character's name was Mr. Sammy. Now this is important because when I was younger, what my favorite pet that I've ever owned was a little brown rabbit named Sammy.
Oh, aww. So you made yourself sad thinking about a rabbit.
I made myself sad thinking about my old pet. And I was like, aw, damn it.
Yeah, past
Andrew gave present Andrew feels, and he didn't even mean to. damn it.
The worst kind of betrayal is when your past self unintentionally betrays you.
Because my past self like loved Sammy so much that I eternalized him in Toontown
forever.
And I was damn it! Now I'm crying. Damn it!
I'm sad.
I'm not crying right now. I mean, when I first started playing a couple days ago, I started crying. It's like, damn it! This isn't what I signed up for.
I didn't sign up for feels. What is this?
I didn't pay the subscription fee for this.
Subscription fee for feels. Disgusting. Anyway, Connor.
Yeah.
Things you've been doing.
I rewatched all the Gretzko like a few days ago.
Why would you do this to yourself and give yourself feels?
Because season 3 comes out in 2 weeks, my guy.
Yeah, and it's gonna give us feels, and we're gonna be unable to move.
And I was just like, man, I really like this show.
Andrew,
really
like watch Gretzko.
Wait, have I watched what? Sorry?
A Gretzko.
No.
We have to correct this.
We have to correct this right now.
Alright.
Like, dude.
Alright. Do you have a Netflix?
I have Netflix. I have the capability to have a Netflix, but I do not own it right now. But I can if I so choose.
Because you need to see Gretzko.
Okay.
Like, if you ever wanted to feel bad about being a bad adult, this is the show.
Wait, a show that reinforces how I feel literally 24/7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
The show's powerful. Like, literally.
Sell me on it, though. What's it about?
Okay, it's about a cute red panda girl who literally just entered the workforce and is dealing with the turmoil of being a young adult, coming to grips with who you are in, like, society, how you are financially, with your love life, and other things like that. And all the characters are cute animals.
Okay.
They're all cute animals in, like, business suits.
Yes.
That's very cute.
Yeah, so the main girl is Retzko. She's a salaryman, and she also likes to like go to karaoke at night and sing death metal.
She uses death metal to vent her frustrations at her work.
Yo, her boss is an actual literal pig. This is
he's how... a literal chauvinist pig. Pig.
Amazing.
Like, I actually like your boss, I'm not gonna lie.
He's pretty funny once you get past like the whole like, man, this guy's an asshole thing.
He's an asshole on the surface, but if you get to know him,
still an asshole.
Still an asshole, but less so.
Like, literally, was it, like, one of her best friends is also, like, a Fennec Fox, and she's literally, like, the sassy social media friend you have.
Oh, God.
She's the friend of who hates social media, but still uses social media.
Amazing.
And their guy friend, a hyena.
Yo, Haida is actually a simp.
But he's such a lovable simp.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he's a simp for the Red Panda Girl.
Oh, okay.
But he actually tries to understand her and be her friend.
While also simping.
Oh, so he's doing better than most actual simps.
Yeah.
Like me.
Why? Why do you do this to yourself?
I simp for you, and you never respond to my feelings.
Why do you do this to me?
And I got like, is Fushimi an eagle?
Fushimi is like, she's a specific kind of eagle, but yes. I forget what specific kind of eagle she is.
Then we got an eagle and like a fucking gorilla who are like
actual life goals.
Powerful, proud office women who got their shit together.
Like literally, like when you first meet them in like that episode, in like the first episode you meet them, they're just like. They're like the people who walk down the office really coolly, and like as they walk past like Retsuko and her friends, they like they don't look back, but they say just like, "Do you think we look cool enough doing this?" Like, hush, we gotta keep this pose up for at least another 5 minutes.
And they end up becoming friends with Retsuko.
Shit's powerful. Just watch it. They're like they're not very long episodes either.
They're like 12 minutes apiece.
Yeah, it's like 10 a season, so you got like 2 hours per season, roughly.
Yeah,
how many seasons are there?
There's two at the moment.
Wait, two. That actually sounds very palatable.
Yeah, and season 3 is coming out in 2 weeks.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like 12 to 15 minutes per episode and 10 episodes a season.
Yes.
Oh.
Even less if you skip the intro.
That intro's fire, though.
And the intro lasts about a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
And then there's the Christmas special.
Is it Christmas special?
The That's Christmas so special is fucking... It makes me feel things.
I think it's like 30 minutes long.
It's about 30 minutes, but it'll kick you in the gut the entire time. In the good way. In, like, the emotional gut.
Yeah. In the actually, like...
Nice in the part, in the part, yeah, sure, in the nice way. sure, let's go with that.
I don't know. Is it a controversial opinion to say that season 2 is a lot better than season 1?
I don't think so.
Like, season 1 is great.
But
season 2, though.
Season 2 is pretty fire. I like the new, like, there's a new guy at their office in season 2 that comes in, and he's, like, the overprivileged white dude.
Fresh out of college.
So he thinks he deserves everything, and any like minor infraction he see like that happens, he sees as a slight against him. He starts sending like really like threatening text messages.
Oh god.
Like, wow, that got way too real, way too quickly.
Yeah.
And then he chills out.
And then he chills out because he needed mommy love from a hippo.
Yo, you gonna talk shit about Kawai, my guy?
I'm not. I'm just saying, he got mommy love from a hippo, and now he chilled the fuck out.
He just needed someone to actually support him.
Yeah, even though he's a fucking dick. Hate people like that.
We got Retsuko's actual best love interest.
The pony.
I think he's a donkey.
He's a castanet donkey-looking boy. Like, Connor, will you disagree with me that he looks like Castanet Donkey if he's a Sanrio character?
I'm getting an image.
Yes. While Connor gets an image, how are y'all doing? Cool. That's nice to hear. How are the kids? Mm-hmm. And you? Great. Awesome.
Oh, Sandra.
Oh, that's
the crazy cat you had.
Oh, that's so Jacob. Oh.
There we go.
That's so Jacob.
Yeah, Andrew, look at this cute donkey boy.
All right, if he was more pink, then it would definitely be more cast in a donkey.
I remember him being more pink. It might have just been lighting in certain scenes, though.
Fair enough.
He's also like a tech millionaire. Anywho, join us next week when I cry about Child Paladin being bad.
It can't be worse than Tachikaze.
Looks at Phantom Blaster Overlord.
It can't be worse than Tachikaze.
Looks at Phantom Blaster Overlord. Strokes beard.
Feels bad, man.
Yep. Sure.
Have a good one.
They're gonna kill Luard, and I'm not gonna be happy about it.
Nah.
Oh my fucking god, wait.